Hey there, fans. This is Andrew Lister, producer of the Shadowvane podcast. And before you skip forward, just take a second, relax, we'll get to the story. We've got some big news to get started. First of all, we have a store. Shadowvane, yes, has a store. You can visit shadowvane.equid.com, that's shadowvane.ecwid.com, to check out what we have up. Or you can go to shadowvane.net and try to find the link. I'm going to put it as a permanent link here soon. Right now, we only have one item. We have our stickers. They came in, and they look really darn good. So those are $2 a piece, and pretty cheap shipping and handling as well. The other big news with regards to the store is we have t-shirts ordered. So check back soon to look at our design. We'll try to post that somewhere beforehand. But the first batch is kind of a limited number, so make sure that you check that out. Check the Twitter account to make sure when they come in, and be the first one on your block to own a Shadowvane t-shirt. And next, we have our contest, our first of many writing contests, which came to a close on the 31st of March. Thanks to everyone who sent us a submission. We had a lot of fun reading those, and I know the voice actors have had a lot of fun trying out something new. All three stories have been chosen, and real quick, let's go through the top three prizes. Third place will get to hear their story, actually, in this episode, spoken by our amazing voice actors, and they'll also receive a third place certificate. Second place will also have their story read at a later date, more on that in a moment, and they will also be receiving a certificate as well as a few free Shadowvane podcast stickers. First place will also hear their story told, get a certificate for their efforts, several stickers, and, more importantly, be one of the first people to don the new Shadowvane t-shirt. So before we tell the world who our third place winner is, just one last note about scheduling in the future here. Third place story is what you're going to listen to in a few moments, which leaves our second and first place stories to come at a later date. We're going to try to get the second place story out around April 22nd, so you get to enjoy a little bonus episode. And then first place will be revealed on May 1st. And I know some of you are itching to hear what happens next in Progenics Labs, our current story. You'll have to wait until May 15th. Without further ado, bring on the creepy voice.
Welcome to the Shadowvane Podcast. Tonight, our third place winner, Life's a Game, Wanna Play? By Kaya Johnson.
Humans, Homo sapiens, fragile beings that barely know right from wrong, beings that are so fragile that a slice of a knife at the right place will either kill them very quickly or very slowly. My mother was one of those people. She was a whiny bitch that never seemed to get her way. Finally, on my 18th birthday, I shut her the hell up. Happy birthday to me. Many people probably think I started out small. Started my childhood by killing rabbits and squirrels. No. My first kill was a girl around the age of 8. I did it by sneaking up behind her and slicing her thin, pretty neck. I was so skilled that she barely had time to scream. I remember how the blood ran down her chest and painted her and myself with blood. I then proceeded to bury her in my 40-year-old neighbor's yard, gave an anonymous hint to the police about the death, and a few weeks later the man was in jail for life. What a sick bastard for killing that darling girl. I mean, she was my best friend. To be a good killer, you have to cover up your tracks. Sadly, there is no killing for dummies, so I had to act on trial and error. There were a few times where I could have been caught, but thankfully, he is on my side. Because of this, I move around a lot. It's hard to be the new guy in a town. The townsfolk begin to think that maybe you did it. No, I didn't torture that boy and hide his body in a sewer. Mind you, the investigations took 2 years and I still got away. I now live in a small, quaint village called Savoy in Champaign County, Illinois. The neighbors are nice, but they would soon become terribly annoying. I scooped up some of the casserole, bland and disgusting, into a bowl and shoved it toward the dog I had adopted right outside of town. No one would ever expect a serial killer to have a dog. Dogs are man's best friend. Mangy mutt, I muttered under my breath and went into the boring, normal living room. It was very quaint. Just like my house is quaint and the neighbors are quaint and the town is quaint and that's quaint even fucking mean. I looked at the door and decided right then and there, start phase one. I need a plan, some kind of organization to my picking and slaughtering of some person. Where would I be without my phases? Probably cuffed to an electric chair, burning my ass off. Phase one, befriend. Knocking on the door, I stepped back and listened for the clicking of heels to get closer. That's what she'd been wearing today, heels. Mrs. Davis, or Anna, as she told me, was a newlywed and very young. Her family didn't even live near here, so what better than to mess around with her? Heels clicked and clacked, and before I knew it, I was staring at Anna.
Well, hi there, neighbor.
Her eyes sparkled at the sight of me, smiling her whitened teeth right at me. I smiled back, but it was a grin that meant so much more. I'm doing mighty fine, thank you so much. I knew I was pushing it, this whole southern accent, but I couldn't help it. It was so much fun.
You're such a charmer, Aiden.
She laughed and threw her head back, her halo of hair flinging back and her neck shone pale. I was laughing on the inside. My name wasn't even Aiden. I've had so many fake names that I almost can't remember my real one. Anna stood upright.
So, what'd y'all come here for then?
I just wanted to say that your casserole was the best. I love it. My dog loved it.
Thank you.
Screen door slammed out back, causing Anna to cast a look over her shoulder.
Daryl, honey, is that you?
Daryl. Of fucking course. Sometimes, my plans come with obstacles and complications. Especially with married women.
Anna, who are you talking to?
The man's voice yelled back, and I had to clench my jaw to keep from barking at him. For stealing her from me.
A new neighbor, Aiden Emerson! And he loved my casserole!
Obviously, her husband hated it too. Daryl came towards us with a smile plastered on his face.
Ah, come on, baby. We know your casserole shit.
No, it isn't.
Anna turned back to me and I smiled a wide grin.
Would you like to stay for dinner, Aiden?
Daryl's face grew solemn and I knew he didn't want me over.
Anna, I think I...
That'd be lovely, thank you. I spoke in a hurry. Anna held the door open for me, glaring at her husband. She turned to me and there was that everlasting smile.
It's taco night.
Phase two. Isolate and take. It's working. God, my plan is working so well. She's beginning to fall back on me, to only talk to me. She and Daryl are arguing every night, and it's like a lullaby to my ears. I smile as I lay in bed, grinning into the dark. I look to the other side of the bed and imagine that she is right there. She'll be right there. Pounding knuckles on the door awoke me, and I stumble out of my bedroom. This knocking was urgent, and I pictured a hysterical Anna on the other side. Come in! I yelled down the stairs and the pounding ceased. Opening the door, I found Anna, but I could barely see her before she was clinging to my chest like a koala. What's going on? I feigned concern as I tugged her inside the house. Tea? Always suggest tea.
Daryl and I may not be together anymore.
Anna let out a snot-nosed sob as I set the cup of tea in front of her. A spark of hope blew up inside me. What do you mean? I am the friend here. I am her only hope.
He said we need to spend a few days or weeks apart.
She blubbered and I had to stop myself from cringing. Well, you can always stay with me. I smiled softly at her. I know her pain. I know how she's feeling. She took a sip of her tea.
Thank you so much.
Now a gulp. I smiled as I pictured the drugs sliding down her throat. Soon she'll be asleep and I can carry on with my plans and leave her strung up in the town park for everyone to see. I watched silently as her eyes grew droopy and her body sagged. Before she hit the ground, I had her under her armpits, and I dumped her to the ground. Stupid bitch, I spat, and heaved her up again, taking her to my room and dumping her in the closet. Luckily, my closet is a walk-in and has a lock to it. I locked it and made my way out of the house to visit Daryl and ask where his darling wife could be. Phase 3, good acting, and a dead dog. Daryl had his head in his hands, weeping softly at the news.
She didn't try to contact you?
I shook my head sadly. No, I have no idea where she could be. I sighed and a few tears dropped from my eyes. I was laughing on the inside.
We have to try and find her. I never meant anything I said yesterday.
Daryl muttered, but I only half listened. My other half was thinking of ways to torture the woman, to see her bleed. Yes, of course! I was quick to answer, and he looked at me as if I were God. Idiot. The police were here, and they practically begged me to confess. I'm sorry, sir, I have no idea where she could be. She only talked to me twice. I talked to both a policeman and a detective, both of which were very suspicious. Look, I'm telling the truth. No, I'm not. Look in the closet. Look in the damn closet. I would never hurt anybody.
You're new to this town?
The detective asked as she scrawled in her notebook. Yes, ma'am. Heard this place was supposed to be crime-free. Safest place in the state, I heard. This was plain bullshit.
It wasn't until you arrived.
This detective will not let me live. It was another hour before they left, and I left to shop at the closest Walmart, waiting to come home to find my place ransacked and my dog slaughtered. The car ride was relaxing, the silence was refreshing, and oh look, there's my house. I started to sob as I dialed 911. Please, please come help me. It hadn't been 5 minutes when the police, firemen, and doctors arrived. The policeman I spoke to yesterday looked at me with furrowed brows. I sobbed. I went inside, my whole house was torn apart, and my dog is dead. I burst into another series of sobs as the doctor sat beside me, wrapping a blanket around my shaking body.
Your dog died?
Yes. Do you want to see him? He's slaughtered on my floor right now. I gave another series of sobs and hunched over. I think I'm going to throw up. Why are policemen so stupid? Why are humans so stupid? Phase 4. Kill. Now that the police were off my ass, I dragged Anna's body to the desolate park. She woke up and begged me to stop, but I couldn't. I wouldn't.
Aiden! Why are you doing this?
She started to cry. I grinned. I'm a killer. It's who I am. I spat and took my knife from my belt. Now, you do not scream or cry for help. If you do, I will make this a lot less enjoyable. She whimpered out a pitiful cry. You can make those sounds. I love those sounds. I laughed, flinging my head back, and grabbed at her throat. I laughed as I squeezed harder, then lesser, then harder, seeing her grow hopeful before stealing a breath of oxygen.
I thought we were friends.
She struggled to form the words, saying in a breathy whisper. She struggled, and I pushed harder. You see, that's my game. I couldn't stop grinning. God, this girl was pathetic.
You won't win.
My face went blank. No one has ever told me that before. No one has had the nerve and the guts to even speak at me like that. I had enough of her. I pulled out my knife and plunged it into her chest, watching as she gurgled and seized. For a second, her breath caught. Watched as her blood drowned her. Anna's dead eyes stared up at me. I smiled. I always win.
Thank you for listening to our third place winner, Life's a Game, Wanna Play? By Kaya Johnson. This episode was produced by Andrew Lister. Voice actors for this episode include Adam Salzer, Emily Morgan, Viva Becker, and Michael Denley. Tonight's episode is a production of the Shadowvane Podcast. For more information on our podcast or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter @shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we may read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.